This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, West Michigan. We're going to bring this train to the station. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're in the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. Weather's cleared. Get out, fire up your grill, create some grill envy. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. We missed our interview with James Steinbrecher. He was going to talk about UP Porchetta. This whole show this week is about up north. And James is a wonderful man I met in Iron Mountain. We're going to get him back maybe next week. But his porchetta recipe is very, very cool, and you'll find out why. You can hit his website. It's HaleysTradingPost.com. Haley is H-A-L-E-Y-S, Haley's Trading Post. And he's got some cool stuff. He makes knives. He's part of the old group of knives. It was called Marvel Knife Company out of the UP. It was a legendary knife company. They went under about 10 years ago. Well, he started making his own brand called UP Knives.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
When you were up there running around with meeting him, and you had Cowboy Rob with you, you guys made a breakfast up there. I heard of told me I haven't tried it yet, but tell me a little bit about
this. I made this for Rob at my house. Rob stayed with me when he came back because he's in hotels so much like me that if you can stay at somebody's house, it's much better. So again, it's a Uper Finlander thing. I'm Finlander, so. My mother made these, and it's really, if you were from France, you'd call it a souffle. But okay. If you're a Finlander, you call it krapsu.
Okay.
And
do you have to roll your tongue like that?
You do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or they'll slap you.
Right.
But it's really simple. What I do is I'll take 2 cups of milk and a couple of eggs and a cup of flour. I actually have doctored mine up and changed it. I have to change every recipe I touch. I throw a little vanilla in it. And I put about 1/3 of a cup of sugar in it. And I whip the heck out of it with a blender. And a little bit of salt, too. And I'll throw that in the mixer, I mean. And I'll just whip it really hard. Because you want to get that fluffy. You want to infuse oxygen in that batter. And then I'll take my oven or grill and run it up to 400. You can do it indoors or out. I'll get it at 400. I'll take a ceramic cake pan. Spray it with a spray-on cooking oil. And I'll take about 1/4 of a stick of butter, melt it down, pour it in the bottom of that pan, put this mixture in, throw it on the grill. Again, indirect grilling, not right over the flame.
That's right. Kind of creating that convection oven effect.
Yep. And I'll go 400 degrees for about 25 minutes. I'll pull it off and bring it in the house. And the top of it is all puffed up and like a souffle does if you've ever had one. And when you bring it in, I mean, my daughter Olivia, she is just like, and Alex, they're just, and Jordan, they all fight over which gets the corner, because this crust is beautiful. You can serve a little jam on it, a little maple syrup, whatever you like, or just eat it plain.
Wow.
And it's just a wonderful breakfast. You can do it on the grill on a hot day. Do your cooking outside.
That's right.
And it's simple.
And we'll have that on thegrillingguys.com later today. We'll post that recipe. It is really simple. I'm looking at it here. And 2 or 3 ingredients that Bob changed up a little bit to make it your own. That's always fun when you're cooking. But, hey, great little recipe. Sounds like you get it together. You can maybe, one of those set it and forget it for a half hour.
It's exactly what you do. And it makes it so easy. And the best part is the presentation. When you pull that thing off the grill and bring it into the house, and the top's all crusted and puffed up. I mean, people go, wow, it's just
yummy. So that's the egg part, and we're men, yep. So we like to eat meat. You've got this thing that you also
it's
called a ham explosion.
Yes.
What is that all about?
I don't make it. You know, actually, Paul Bullock, a fellow that I work with, I did a show with him in Chicago last week. He took the bacon explosion and did a little flip up on it, and I agree with him because I tasted his and it was better.
Okay.
But the bacon explosion is the bacon and the sausage wrap, and you roll it all up. There's too much sausage in it.
Okay.
So what he did was he still did that weave of bacon.
Basket weave type
yep,
thing.
Yeah, and then he laid out some nice ham on top of that, and then he put some chicken strips in there, uncooked. And I would probably throw some of my pickled asparagus in the middle of there or
okay.
Some green onions or something. Jalapeno would be great. And then he rolled it up and did it on the grill. And I'll tell you what. Oh, Swiss cheese, too, he also put in there.
Okay.
It was really good.
So if you're envisioning this, it's a layered thing. You lay down this basket weave where you go, just like a basket weave with the bacon.
I put his picture on our Facebook page.
Okay,
last
so
night.
Check it out. But it's really good. It's a breakfast thing. And again, it's one of those things is once you roll it up, you set it there, and it's going to cook on the grill. Now, is this direct heat or indirect heat?
He actually did it on a Kamado cooker.
Okay.
So you could do it on anything you like. It's pretty easy. But the main thing is that you finish it off with that bacon weave on the outside, that you finish it off searing it because you want that bacon to crisp up.
Right, yeah. Who likes rubbery bacon? Nobody, right? I think we got a little segment of Man Law coming up, so what are we going with that?
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Okay, today's man law is critical. This is total man law in terms of one of the top 10 in my book. And it has to do with going to the restroom. And this irks me when people violate this, and I will pull their man card on site. But you never, ever talk to another man in the bathroom unless you're on an equal footing. Both urinating, both waiting in line, or in other situations. And I recognize you nod will do just fine.
Yeah, it's not a place to have a conversation, is it?
No. Especially if you're standing at the urinal.
Right.
Don't do it.
It's
and
wrong.
And don't look down at me, whatever you do. I'll embarrass you.
Somebody will be embarrassed anyway. Yeah, but anyway, well, that's a good one. That's a good one. Hey, Bob, I was surfing around on the net, and I found something that I'm going to try this weekend, and I thought I'd share it with everybody else because it just sounded awesome, and that is making some smoked salts. And you either use kosher salt, a coarse kosher salt, or a coarse sea salt, and take a little baking pan and put some foil on it, and then put an even layer of the sea salt or the kosher salt. Put it on the smoker and let it go for a couple hours, according to this recipe. And what it does is it creates a smoky flavor in the salt, which is going to be, I believe, is going to be an awesome dressing for any of our barbecued meats where we use salt. Now we can use smoked salt. And the recipe here indicates that you can use any kind of smoke you want, whatever flavoring. I think it sounds like to me I want to maybe use some cherry or some apple to try to get a little bit of a fruity smoke flavor on this salt. But I'm going to give it a run this weekend, and we're going to see how it goes because I just think that's kind of a cool little seasoning that you can make at home pretty easy and experiment with it. I mean, that's part of the fun of this whole grilling life.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yep.
For a closing song, another Michigan artist, Alice Cooper. And with the straw polls going on today in Iowa, I thought the perfect song was Elected.
I tell you what, we saw Alice this week, and for a 69-year-old man, he rocks like crazy. I hope that I'm doing what he's doing when I'm his age, because he was having the time of his life entertaining people, and that's what grilling is all about. So thanks for listening to The Grilling Guys. We're here each and every Saturday morning. We'll be back next week with another great show, so we'll talk to you then.
Yeah, that's right. And thanks to LAV for putting on that great concert week. It was really cool. Our sister station. That was awesome. Tony Gage did a good job, buddy. All right. This is Alice Cooper. We're out of here. Fire up your grill.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.